This is a Collider.com audio interview.
So where are you at today?
I'm back in Ireland at the moment. I've come back home for Christmas. See the family.
I would imagine that's quite nice. Especially after this year.
Great. I'm sorry?
I said it must be quite nice, especially after this year.
Oh, yeah, it's great. It's great. It's great to, get back and really sort of when I try to whenever I can. And especially, like you said, the last couple of years I've just been so busy working. I haven't got back to Killarney in a long time. So Christmas is always a good time to catch up with everyone, really. So it's nice. Mainly just to catch up, first and foremost, see my parents, really.
Totally. I definitely have questions, obviously, about Haywire, but I always like to start an interview off with a few fun ones. So the first one today will be, at what point did you realize you won the actor's lottery?
It's various points. The first one, I got accepted into drama school in London. That was like a big deal. And then, getting Band of Brothers, that was a big deal. 300, and then I would say definitely the change came with Hunger. That's when it changed from me being a jobbing actor to working very consistently and with really sort of people at the top of the game. I have to say things really changed after that.
Well, I was going to say, was there a certain point where you got a certain script in the mail or you were offered a certain role that you sort of just took a step back and realized, wow, I've sort of made it to the next level?
It's not when you get the script. No, I mean, when you getting cast in a Quentin Tarantino movie was pretty amazing. Considering that, when I was 18 years old, I did a stage version of Reservoir Dogs that I directed and acted in and produced. I was 18, so to actually be on set with the man himself and being directed by him, that was a pretty good feeling, to say the least. And then, just all the time, being on a Ridley Scott set, working again with Steve, having that experience with Steve, I spent, a lot of the times pinching myself, that's for sure, and it's a lottery, it's a one percentile scenario that I'm in. I mean, when I started off, this would be, the ultimate sort of achievement that I could have hoped for, and it's pretty extraordinary.
Another one of my quote-unquote fun questions, when was the last time you had to read for a role, or have you reached that point where you're being offered stuff?
What was the question again? Sorry?
I said, when was the last time you had to read for a role?
I think it was, wait a sec, where are we now? It was in New York about 6 weeks ago, maybe, 2 months ago. I didn't get the job either.
That's very interesting.
Interesting for you.
Right. So, can you reveal what the
project... for me.
Yeah, absolutely. Can you reveal what the project was, or no?
I don't think so. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I can, but I'm not going to. obviously somebody went in there and did a better job.
Okay. In the last, say, 6 months, have you had more questions about people asking you about an X-Men sequel or working for Ridley Scott and Prometheus?
It's kind of been balanced, really. I suppose that sort of, there is a lot of sort of curiosity if there's going to be another X-Men follow-up to First Class. But people have started to sort of die off with the Prometheus questions more because I think they realize that they're not going to get anything out of me. I mean, when just, everything's sort of shrouded in secrecy there.
So jumping into Haywire, so how did you first get involved in the project?
Stephen, sent me the script, asked me if I wanted to play the part, and it's really that simple.
D- Did he give you, a lot of directors will ask you to do certain things for a role or suggest to watch a movie or to do certain things. Did Soderbergh ask you to do anything to get ready for the role?
No, I don't think so. No. You know, obviously I went and sort of went to 87-11, the fight team that we worked on that fight sequence with. Obviously went down there to the gym in L.A. And then I met up with this other guy, Aaron Cohn, who was ex-anti-terrorist sort of division of the Israeli army. I think they're called Duvan or something like that. And so his job, you know, what he used to do was basically kidnap people, and also he used to free people who were kidnapped. And so he taught us how to do sort of, you know, weapons maneuvering and how you would enter a building and sort of a hostage situation. And then he did sort of more sort of spook sort of related stuff with me, where sort of like you come into a restaurant and he would say, okay, in 60 seconds I want you to take a look around the restaurant, find a place to sit, the most optimum place to sit in the restaurant where you'd have a clear sort of view of everybody coming in and out of the restaurant, and you're not in a vulnerable position physically, so your back is to the wall, blah, 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 stuff like that. And then I would start to give him a breakdown of the room. I'd say, okay, far left corner, table four, looks like a business meeting to me, two people sitting at the bar, man and a woman, could be first date. And then you go through a process of guesstimation, really, around the room and see if you can neutralize the room and see if there's a possible threat within the room. So that was the kind of prep I did.
Well, that's a very interesting thing to do for a movie. After you wrapped, have you used anything that you learned for the role? Have you sort of now put that into your real life, or was it that just for the role?
No, I've been walking around doing that for years, thinking I was a special agent anyway, so it was great to sort of have validation for doing it. To be honest with you, I only did it. I actually asked to see Aaron. Aaron was really working mainly, really with Gina and Channing. And then I was like, look, you know, I want to meet this guy, and because of course they're doing a lot more stuff in terms of with weapons, you know, and sort of entering buildings with weapons and how to enter a room and all this sort of jazz. You know, I was just doing sort of hand-to-hand combat with Gina. But I asked him to do it because what he was doing was he was following Gina around, and he had his team follow her around L.A., and she had to keep an eye out for people following her. So I was convinced he was following me for like 2 or 3 days. I was like, you know, ducking down alleys, trying to lose people. Nobody was following me, you know. It just looked like some madman. So that was kind of interesting. But yeah, you know, you do remember things when people tell you stuff like that when you enter a room. You know, you think, all right, you know, just having, you know, you look around, you go, where would be the safest place to sit? For sure. You know, that is a great thing about the job, and I feel very lucky that, you know, you get to work with people that are really highly skilled in whatever field that they're in, and they have to teach you in a very condensed time period. You know, something that you would usually respectfully have to go and do over years or whatever, and they're trying to sort of give you a crash course in whatever it may be, 2 or 3 weeks. So it's a pretty sort of unique position to be in, and try and soak up as much as you can, you know?
Totally. Well, I mean, it sounds to me also you can use that against the paparazzi at some point.
I have to say, so far, so good. I don't seem to... it's not an issue for me, let's say, at the moment.
That will change, I'm sorry to tell you. But jumping into the next thing, one of the things about the fight scene that you're in, that I mean, in the whole movie, is that the fights feel very real, and they're brutal, and they're just extremely well done. Did you know going in that that's the way the fights were going to be, or did you sort of learn that on set?
No, I was hoping. I knew they were going to be good because, like I say, I'd worked with 87-11, that fight team. They're based in L.A. I'd worked with them on 300, you know, and I'd known how skilled they were and what a great team they were and how seriously they take it. And so when we sort of, you know, when I started going training, they knew me also and what my limits were and whatnot, and they were happy obviously with me to do the whole fight, you know, with Gina, obviously Gina's going to do the whole fight. And then it was just about, you know, it's about making it real, exactly like you said, it's got to be desperate. It's like, what happens when you have two people fighting, especially two people like this that are capable of killing one another with their bare hands? But what happens when the other person's onto them and it becomes messy? You want it to be messy, frenetic, desperate. But at the same time, you as actors, there's got to be a control element there. You know what I mean? It's like a dance. Hopefully it'll look really violent and messy, but actually you're working within safe parameters because you've sort of rehearsed it. You trust your partner, and you know Gina. I mean, she's so sort of in control of her physique and so sort of, you know, experienced physically in fight scenarios, obviously. So, you know, I had a really sort of good teacher in a lot of respects and somebody to sort of work alongside for sure. You know, I could trust her and I knew that, you know, that she would look after me. So, you know, then you can really push it and really go for it.
I definitely want to know, sometimes movies change a lot on set, and sometimes it's very, you know, it sticks to the script, you know, almost the whole time. How was it on Haywire in terms of things changing along the way on set for you?
Yeah, we did. You know, you always sort of, again, when you're working with great people like Steven Soderbergh, you know, and this is the same for really all the, you know, great directors that I've been lucky enough to work with. You have an idea. I mean, I do my preparation, you know, quite thorough, and then I come on set, but I still don't know that exactly where I'm going. I have ideas. So things should always be fluid. You should be always ready to sort of follow an instinct. Something might reveal itself to you on the day, and it definitely did. I remember we flipped a couple of scenes. We put dialogue into another scene, you know, because you're seeing it as it happens as well, and you need to be, you know, quick on your feet and always sort of, you know, never sitting back comfortable, always sort of looking for possibilities. So definitely that was the case. And Steven's cool. He was like, you know, I would throw an idea and he was like, I like that, you know, and he's confident enough and, you know, enjoys and has enough fun and, you know, in his work. He loves coming to work. So you have that sort of possibility, you know, it's great.
I know I'm running out of time, so I definitely want to ask you a few other questions. For example, what's the status of 12 Years a Slave?
I think we're going to be filming early summer next year.
It sounds to me like
I know.
Oh, I was going to say, it sounds like you put together a nice little cast.
Yeah, Chiwetel, Brad, and myself. I don't know who else Steve's got at the moment, but us three anyway.
Yeah, I'm talking specifically.
Time for one last question.
Sure. Well, I'm going to do, I guess, a combo. Any updates? Obviously, I'm going to be the generic online reporter and say, any updates on the X-Men sequel? And did you happen to see any of the Prometheus footage that premiered on Apple yesterday?
I don't know about X-Men. I'm hoping so. I know I've been sort of talking. I'm trying to get together with James and the writer and Simon and hopefully Matthew, you know, and I hope Matthew's going to be down. I hope we're going again and just have to wait and see. I don't know, but I know that if it's happening, I want to sit down at the grassroots with James as well. We've got some good ideas, I think.
And also, did you happen to
see the question? Oh, I haven't seen the trailer, no. I didn't even know.
Oh, yeah, Apple released about a minute of it yesterday, and I guess the full trailer hits either tonight or tomorrow.
Okay, scary.
You might actually have to start talking about it.
Uh-oh.
I'll
just make references to the trailer. It's perfect.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Hey, well, listen, thank you so much for giving me your time today, and I wish you nothing but the best. I'm a big fan of your work.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that.
Cool. Have a great day, man. Good luck.
You too, brother.
Bye. Bye.